Good morning, Gareth.
The first leg of the quaddies over the 3,600 metres, a benchmark 70, scratched to 13, 14 and 15. We have Bud Fox at $4, Will John at $2.90, the favourite. Trolleyd's at $10, Robbie Starr at $12, and Inay for Hay at $8.50 here. High Commission also given a chance at $6.50.
I'm with Bud Fox, ran well, two runs back at Warrnambool, finished second to Sign Seal Deliver, who subsequently placed in a much stronger race since. He was sound thereafter over the jumps last start. It was over a similar trip to this. He gives weight to the field, but looks the one to beat. Quite keen on that horse. Will John, the danger, justified first up favouritism with a maiden hurdle win. He's the danger. San Remo at a price can be thrown into the quaddy, and Trolleyd with the winkers on must be a chance as well. 1, 3, 4, 6.
All right, then we move on to race number 7, which is over the 1,600 metres, a benchmark 70. And you can scratch the 8 Fiji here. We have Scotty Stance at 4.20, Cafe Tortoni at $4, Dirt on Harry at $3.40, Deserved at $5.50, Adversary at $9.50.
Yeah, I think those top four in the market all need to go in the quaddy. I'm with Deserve, did enough first up, should derive benefit from that run. The inside draw is a bit of a knock, but I think with even luck, the horse looks well-placed, up in trip with Tatum Bull sticking on with her claim. Cafe Tortoni coming off the last start win in weaker grade. I think best efforts would be good enough. Dirt on Harry has been freshened, was disappointing last start when favourite, but did pull up with blood in her nostrils, so there were some excuses. He'd won two on the trot prior, and Scottish Dancer goes in as next best. 9, 5, 7, 2.
All right, then we have a look at the third leg here, which is race 8 over the 1,300 metres. Restricted 58. You can scratch the horses down the bottom. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. You got Lions Tooth at $2.10. And it's the strong favourite here as well, Harry. What are you doing?
I'm going with Inkslinger. Doesn't win out of turn, but prior form and stronger company I think is good enough for this. He's versatile in running, so has options from an improved gait post-scratchings. I just think if he were to finally win another race, this would be it. Lion's Tooth looks the danger. He's gone around as favourite in both runs since the first up maiden win. They're the only two I care for in this race. They're the only two in the quaddy. 1, 2, 5, 9.
All right, then in race number 9, restricted 58 over the 1,300 metres. The 5, I'll Be Gone, is out. The 9, Vain Tiger, and the 11, 16, 17 and 18 are also out. This is a wide open affair. You got Latest Bentley at 10. Who'd That Taught at $8. Then we have horses like Russian Ronda at $4.40, Elmore Ladd at $4.40, and Buck and Hoax at $6.
Yeah, it's a pretty gross race. Reticent on top resumes. Not a noted first up performer, but he hasn't been far away. Overall form actually reads quite well, especially for a race like this. The bonus is that he gets in light relative to the field with Taylor Charles riding and claiming 3 kilos. Latest Bentley might need luck from a tricky gate, but it's done enough to go in the mix. Russian Ronda is honest, was supported in the market last start, and Elmore Ladd will be strong at the back end of the race. I think best efforts are good enough. All in the quaddy, 6, 1, 10, 13.
Oh, I forgot about Reticent. You can get around $4.60 there for Maloney, and Young Childs is riding really good form at the moment as well. So $4.60 in the second favourite. Harry White's on top selection there in the last at Bendigo. Hey, there's some good races earlier on in the program as well. Race 3's a ripper. A couple of former European gallopers going around there, Harry. Do you have a standout in the early part of this meeting?
Definitely that number 2, Hosier, sparks interest. That horse ran about 4 lengths off Tiger Moth on debut overseas over further, but I am going with number 5 in race 3, Lunchtime Red, on the quick 7-day backup. Was literally just beaten by the Echuca track last start. Up in trip will be finishing off strongly, so I think that horse is worth a bet in race 3.
All right, then you can get around $3.20 for Lunchtime Red. What about your best bets in a quaddy, please, Harry?
Best, race 6, number 1, Bud Fox. Value, race 7, number 9, Deserved. Quaddy, first leg, 1, 3, 4, 6. Second leg, 2, 5, 7, 9. Third leg, 1 and 2 only. Last leg, 1, 6, 10, 13. Play of the day. We'll kick off the card with a running double. Race 1, numbers 1 and 11. Into race 2, numbers 3 and 7.
Do you have an opinion there at Flemington?
I'm really keen on Chief Altony, short and sweet in race number 3.
All right, then. So you with Dean Lester and Harry on behalf of everybody here on a Saturday morning. Happy birthday for yesterday.
Thanks, Gareth. Much appreciated. I'm a little bit worse for wear today, but we might back up and go again.
All right, then. Good luck. Enjoy.